So 6315 gives a really good summary of the process. So there are always these levels going on, and I think one of the things that's helpful is just understanding that. So there are, you know, the good of faith and the good of life. This good is what provides the light. So the good of faith is the good that flows from an understanding that's been applied to the life of the mind. And so that good provides light and the capacity to have insight into what's going on. So the process and the ability to recognize what is opposed to what is of heaven. And so that brings a sensitivity to what is of the Lord's word, so that spiritual principles are more likely to be recalled when one falls into states of evil. And evil can be as simple, well, it's not simple, but evil can be believing you have life in yourself, operating from that base. So it's not necessarily what we often would think of externally as a gross evil. It can be more subtle than that. And when we suddenly kind of have a realization that that's going on, then truths are immediately called to mind, and those spiritual principles or truths are angels that immediately elevate us out of that lower sensory or sensual thinking. So that's kind of how I read this, that there's no illumination possible without the good of faith. So what that entails is that there has to be an ongoing work of self-examination and repentance happening. So self-examination, seeing things for what they are, and repentance being the shunning of evils as sins, and that's only accompanied with a change of mind, a change in how we view something and understand it. And that's what's constantly being provided through this. So when we are raised up to more internal levels, then we're governed by more interior things. So that's Swedenborgian jargon, I guess, to a large extent. But if you talk about what someone's values are or the principles that they hold to be what they want to live from, and then talk about when we get caught up in lower level thinking, those principles seem to head off somewhere and we don't access them. But as soon as we begin to access them, then we have something higher that begins to govern something lower. And that's also a sense of how influx works. It's when the higher is able to govern the lower. So for us, in practical terms, it means that our thinking is, rather than being governed by the events that are presenting in front of us, it's actually governed by principles from the word. Then the senses, or the appearances of the senses, happen to be governed then by what the Lord says is true, rather than what the appearances would suggest are true. So that can all be translated into what people hold as their higher values and how that influences the way that they respond in a situation when those values are remembered, as opposed to maybe when they're caught up at an emotional level with something and the values have gone south somewhere, you know. So the word provides a capacity to be separated from what's flowing in and to recognize its quality. We all have thoughts, but we need to take care with regard to thinking the thoughts that come. So, you know, a thought pops up, and what we have to give attention to is what we invite in through rumination, or taking hold of thoughts and allowing them to direct where we head with those. We choose our responses, and that's what opens the way. And the capacity to choose our response is from what the Lord has provided through His word. So all our responses that are toward what is heavenly is empowered by the Lord, and really is the Lord empowering us as of self to choose what is higher.